All right, are we fired up enough? So much for the exciting music, now for the boring speeches. My name is Fred Malo. I am a volunteer for 350 Roaring Fork. And I could suppose you could say I spearheaded this event, but I sure haven't done it alone. I've been helped by so many good citizens that I hesitate to even attempt to list them all. I'm sure I'll leave somebody out. I do have short-term memory issues. But here goes. Pam Rosenthal, Richard Votero, Ann Johnson, Elaine Pivek, Jimmy Byrne, Jocelyn Durant, Dorothea Ferris, Will Hodges, and Bill Flanagan. What do we hope you'll get out of this strike? We hope you get an answer to the question, what can I do? The situation seems hopeless. The parts per million of CO2 in the atmosphere increases every year. 10 of the last 12 years have been among the hottest years on record. There have been 6 Category 5 hurricanes in history, 5 in the last 4 years. Droughts are chasing people out of their homelands and causing immigration issues. Look at the posters around this park and you'll see some of the little things we can do to solve the problem. It does seem like pissing in the wind, doesn't it? Not if the millions of us do it. Our government needs... Our government needs to take the big steps. Unfortunately, the White House, the U.S. Senate, and the Garfield County Board of County Commissioners are inhabited by climate change deniers. What we need to do is bang on their desks and demand they wake up to the reality of climate change. Failing that, we vote them out of office. What you're going to hear today is a lot of talk. We've heard enough of that. What we need is action. We hope you'll come away from this strike with an idea of what that action will be. Greta Thunberg says, "I want you to feel the fear I fear every day. Then I want you to act. I want you to act as if you would in a crisis. I want you to act as if your house is on fire."